I'm gonna brown.
Shit.
My internet's slow. It's not loading the video. This is the worst day of my life.
It's because you're shitsing?
What? I'm shitsing?
Just edit in reverberated fart whenever you say, I'm gonna brown.
I'm gonna. Can you do that? I'm not lazy enough to not do it.
Since we recorded it in the first like 20 seconds, I may actually remember to do it.
I'm shitsing. I don't really love that. Huh?
I don't know. It's funny to me.
I'm gonna brag. Guys, I'm really glad that we're talking about this wholesome anime, and the opening's gonna be I'm shitsing. I'm gonna brown.
Oh no. Go to Suna, I'm gonna brown. I'm shitsing.
Guys, welcome to the Funky Anime Podcast. it's Valentine's Day.
No, it's not.
It's Valentine's Day in January. It's the new holiday. I don't think everyone knows it, but January the 12th, that's Valentine's Day in January. So mark that on your calendars. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Valentine.
Wait, happy birthday, John Valentine.
Did I get that right?
Yeah. Hey, the guy who got one chocolate from the old grandma. Well, that's Garb.
I didn't even know that it was Valentine's Day, so I'm appreciative for any chocolate.
It's Valentine's in January is the full name.
Ah, okay. That's what differentiates it.
The in January part's pretty pivotal to the holiday. The guy who keeps getting a whole lot of chocolates, but sadly he is allergic to them. Well, that's Pina.
I need my Claritin.
No, Pina.
I'm swallowing up.
No.
Wait, what's the thing called? Shit.
It's an EpiPen.
I don't have one.
What you're looking for.
Let's see.
I do.
What do I have?
Pina, why should I use my EpiPen on you?
I've got salsa. Well, that
doesn't. Salsa? I don't know if salsa would help. And me. I'm eating all the chocolate that Pino got, but he can't eat it, and he's dying. That's me. I'm Chuck. Hey, Funky Anime Podcast.
Sorry, I just got a pen.
Pino, how was that?
I'm not actually allergic to chocolates. I love chocolates. I'm pretty good.
Not the lore. The lore. Oh, I'm sorry. Pino. No.
It'd be too hard to keep track of.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Funky Anime Podcast. We are the Funky Anime Podcast. We are the three Weebros. Thanks for saying hi.
Hi.
Thanks for checking in and listening to us be awful. First, I want to thank our patrons.
Woo!
Who help support us, help keep this show on the internet. I was going to say on the air. We do not broadcast this anywhere. But hey, I want to thank Mega Lazy Dude, Anime of the Week, Cosmos, Cream Puff, and Jasmine, and also Greta for being people who support us.
Thank you for being people.
Yippee!
Yippee! We don't know if any of you are bots.
Let's go!
Yee-hee.
We don't have captchas to prove it otherwise. So we don't. They could be
robots. We don't have a captcha to sign up for a patron. So if you're a robot, we don't discriminate. But yeah, thank you for supporting us. If you want to help support us, we are on Patreon. It's patreon.com/3awebros. No dashes. Just THREEAWEEBROS. Aweebros. Also, you can find us on Twitter. Same thing. It's just twitter.com/threeweebros.
Yeah, you almost went. You almost made it. That was good. That was good.
And then also just look us up on YouTube if you want, I guess. It's just look up Funky Anime Podcast. You already found us. Hey! Hey, Bazinga!
Oh, dude, that's the thing the funny man says on the telly.
Dude, I've had two people individually tell me that they love Young Sheldon, and now I've cut them out of my life. Anyway. Hey, Pino, how's your day, man?
Bazinga.
Good?
No. I've been pretty good.
Gazunkus!
Pretty snowy in my area, so I was enjoying the sights of just white outside. But other than that, not too shabby.
Yeah, y'all got snow days today.
Yeah, shabadoo. I still have to work, but you know that's
yeah, me too.
Hey, grab.
It was cold.
Dude, no, it wasn't.
It was cold.
You're a liar. I mean, you're a liar. It was 60 degrees, probably.
That's still pretty cold. Well, no, I mean...
That's not cold. That
tonight
is
going to get down to 34.
Oh,
that's
no!
Cold. That's kind of cold.
It's been 34 the whole day!
See, I can vouch for both sides. Sometimes 34 is kind of cold.
I walked outside in a t-shirt and pajama pants to make a snowball.
But you're built different.
Nice. I am built different. Thank you, Pino, for finally recognizing that I'm
I will never deny that.
Yesterday it was like 70, so now...
Yes! That... You fucking live in the tropics!
He's on a deserted island.
Stuck there forever.
It's okay, though. I've accepted my fate.
It's all right.
It was one of those hypotheticals where I got to choose the things that I need the most, so I'm happy.
No, you're good. You're vibing, dude. I'm glad.
Hey, Garb, how's your day?
That's it. It's been good.
It's cold.
Clean and
cool,
shit.
He said.
Always a good time.
Nice.
I'm glad.
Crying over anime.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, dude.
My day was fine. Thanks for
that. I'm sorry,
anyway,
Chuck.
Guys, this time we watch Ori Monogatari.
See, I'm too dense. Sometimes I can't. I don't know what other people
I'm
think.
I'm too dense.
See, this is like if there were just three people as dense as Gouda.
Like the cheese?
That's some good cheese.
Okay, great. I'm glad you
both. I'm dense like Gouda.
I'm dense like Gouda. Damn, she's thicker than a piece of Gouda.
Can I get a whiff?
Smoking.
Sorry.
You cannot get a whiff, Pino. What the fuck?
Dude, you gotta smell cheeses, don't you?
No!
I see people do it all the time!
Hey, guys. We watch Ori Monogatari. The English official title is My Love Story, but I'm gonna call it Ori Monogatari.
Call it My Love
because...
Story.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're going to be one of those groups that can. That yeah. It's never Boku no Hero. It's you just.
It's my Boku no Hero.
Every time.
It's my no Boku no Hero in the academia. Guys, it's.
Sorry. That's stupid. I'm sorry.
Glad to hear it, guys. Ori Monogatari was a show that aired in the spring 2015 anime season. What's it called?
15.
That Food Wars show came out.
Wow.
For the first time. That's it, really. Oh, there's the dungeon one. Is it wrong to pick up girls in the dungeon?
Oh, dude, I love that one.
Oh, Nisekoi Colon came out.
Oh, not the colon.
No.
My colon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Yamada-kun and the Seven Witches. That's a good manga.
I've heard of that.
Never seen this show. And then Hibike Euphonium.
Oh, that's the guys, that's the girl. Sorry, not the guys, that's the girls with the trumpets.
Yeah, and the bassoon. Anyway.
Love a bassoon.
Good, pretty good season.
I'm a bassoon.
We love a bassoon in this house. This show was animated by Madhouse. You know who Madhouse is? Death Note, One Punch Man, Hunter x Hunter 2011, Death Parade, No Game, No Life, Overlord, Overlord 2, Monster, Black Lagoon, No Game, No Life, Zero, Wolf Children,
Dang, we've just about watched like all of their big hits because we've
no, we haven't.
No, not even close.
A lot more. Oops. We haven't watched Cardcaptor Sakura.
We haven't watched One Punch yet. That's right.
Paprika. We haven't watched One Punch. We haven't watched Wolf Children. We haven't watched Helsing. Haven't watched B-Toon. We haven't watched Monster.
Still want to know why they're so mad though.
They're angry.
They're stuck in that house, dude.
Why?
Somebody let them out. They can only animate. Help them. Feed them.
Dear Madhouse, just animate more Hunter Hunter. I don't care about anything else you make.
Wow.
Make more Hunter Hunter, please. I do care. What about Wolf Children? But I don't care. I don't care nearly as much as I care about Hunter Hunter 2011. Anyway.
Can't believe it.
We're going to have to watch. We're going to watch that eventually. I'm going to force us to watch it because it's so good. And it's one of my top five anime of all time. But anyway, guys, that was the intro.
Great.
We survived it.
Nice.
Guys, we
I think that was pretty clean.
First, no, it was not.
That was the first recorded one of the new year. Good job.
Yeah.
Guys, we did it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy new Valentine's Year's January day.
Nice.
Yep, that's it. That's the one.
Happy Boxing Day. Did I get it right this time?
Yep.
Awesome.
So, hey, do you guys know of this show before watching it?
No, I only knew there was a GIF of the girl that fell down on the floor, face first. That's about it. When she's going up the stairs. No, where she's just walking away from the park.
Oh yeah, that's right. She was going across the road and walking away from him. Yeah, that fucking killed me. It's really good.
Yeah, that's the only thing I knew.
Wow.
Yeah. She eats it.
I feel like I've seen her lips before. I feel like I've seen a picture of Rinko before, but I don't know if I ever really did.
It's possible.
Anytime it's like, wow, they actually drew lips on this anime girl. It's amazing. So.
Yeah. I've watched this before. So you watched it before.
I never lied to you.
Yeah. When did I lie to you?
That time you said you were 8 foot tall.
I never said that. Where's the record, Pineapple?
I have it right here. Watch, I'm going to put it right in the Ore Monogatari thread. In case you guys wanted to join the Patreon, you can join us there. But okay. Chuck told me that he was 8 foot. See? Look at that. And with the magic of movie magic. With movie magic. We can make this totally real news. I can't. Oh, wait a second. No. What about my shares?
Not your 33%. No.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm going to cry.
But yes, I've watched this before, so it was a nice run back for me. Let's see. What else do I talk about during this segment?
Well, I mean, how did it make you feel your first time?
Guys, it was good the first time, and it was good the second time. Spoilers.
Wow. Very fair.
So let's just jump right into it. As Philip Vafranco once said.
He's only said it once.
He actually just reuses that audio every time. So it doesn't hurt his voice as much. But first, let's go into presentation.
Awesome.
Looks good. It's Madhouse.
It's pretty. It's a very shiny. That's all I can really say. Also, I know I said that about the two other shiny things, but it was pretty shiny.
No, but this was a good shiny.
But you know what, Madhouse? There's something about Madhouse in which they need to make things very action packed, and there's a lot of action scenes here that I didn't expect to see.
Yeah.
Like getting rescued from like a falling like metal pole. To like rescuing somebody from a burning building, to diving in the water.
I like to compare it to how Kyoto Animation does the same thing, where like they clearly have the skills to do it. Like they are overqualified for like this type of show,
but they made it like, work I'm, so well.
But yes, they took but they make the it
full
work
advantage.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, they took full advantage of the medium because this was a manga first, and you can tell. You can't just post pictures like that.
I'm sorry, can that be the thumbnail?
Please, it has to be. Otherwise, this fucking random laughing is not going to make any sense.
You guys will find out.
Okay. Please enjoy that thumbnail. But yeah, you can tell by the pacing of some of the jokes that they are lifted straight from the manga. I haven't read the manga, but you can just tell. And the sound design really hits some of these jokes home. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's really funny. And they really knew how to take advantage of converting this to an animation versus a manga.
Yeah.
Yes, it
works.
Went hard.
It is animated. I like anytime it's not like the daytime where you have like those night scenes or those sunset scenes or even just like indoor scenes where it's like kind of like a sad or somber moment. It's like really like all the colors are just so, they just work.
I love the sunset scenes. I love how they light it and how they color all the characters just slightly differently. Mm-hmm. So like it works.
It really
so much
makes
better.
Me feel like the sun is in my eye, goddamn.
Guys, it really makes me feel like I'm in general.
My lens, it's flaring.
But yeah, no, it's very beautiful looking.
Yeah. It's good. Mm-hmm. I enjoy.
I can't this fucking picture. Look at this. I just tabbed back to it. And just
I'll hide it, dude.
No, leave it. It's so good. Anyway, it's Madhouse. We have high expectations coming into it. And
I didn't know
met.
It was Madhouse till halfway.
They met him, yeah. You know, they've done a lot of good, and they continue to do a lot of good. So
I'm glad. Yep.
Yeah, let's see. So after that, we talk about... I'm sorry, I'm just looking at this stupid thumbnail image. yeah, voice acting. I think everyone here probably watched the sub, because the dub's kind of hard to get, because it's only on High Dive.
Whoa, there was a dub? Shoot. Yeah. I would have gotten High Dive in an instant. I gotta listen to some clips now.
I knew that there was a dub, but I don't know. I just had a feeling that this show would be really good subbed, and it was, so...
Damn, I didn't even.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like the sub.
I watched the sub first, and then I don't know. After hearing how, Gouda talks, I almost called him Gouda again.
Gouda.
I knew nothing could ever match that because it's such the perfect voice for him.
Yeah, it feels weird hearing Yamato speak. It doesn't sound right to me. I don't know. Dub just goaded. So, or not dub, sub.
Sub we heard goaded. It here first.
I'm going to throw you off a cliff.
Okay, no, I just heard Gouda talk in the dub. Okay, sub goaded.
Sub goaded, thank
you. No offense to the voice actor. I just expected something much deeper.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me. it just doesn't do it for me. Like
I need to hear him say, "Oi, Suna."
Oi, Suna, you're coming with me.
Suna, tell me how to kiss. Pucker up.
Suna, I already cried with a pillow.
That pillow scene got me so hard. He's like, why don't you try with a pillow? I did. And then they just play this, the opera music. Was it Ave Maria? Was that what they were playing?
I don't know. I can't remember.
So good.
That's very good. But yes, voice acting really good in the sub. Watch the sub. Hey.
Yo.
How about that OST though? Oh, that original soundtrack. Wow.
If there's one
for,
song
for all those people who's been wondering for the last 97 episodes of what OST stands for, and we've never explained it. It's original soundtrack. But yeah.
I never knew.
Now you know.
In case we've ever said BGM, that's background music. Now
I never
know.
Knew.
You learned two acronyms. Good luck shoving that alphabet in your brain.
Nice. I know PYT. Guys,
I don't know that one.
Pretty Young Thing. Sing it, Michael. And then the music starts. Anyways.
Yeah. OST good.
Yo, it is really good. There's a lot of tracks they reuse, but they're all always put in moments in which they work, especially that one song, You Made My Day, that one at the end of every episode when they're all lovey-dovey and I my heart grows like three sizes that episode. It's great. I'm just like, you can never go wrong with like a nice orchestral soundtrack.
they hit it home.
Yes.
And it works really well.
Out of the park.
Exactly. And you get the goofy ones, too, which is like the action-packed ones, which is like strangely fitting, especially with this type of genre and show. I don't know. Music really hit.
It works. It works very well. It's good stuff. Bitch. Hey, guys.
Yo.
Yeah, as we talked about openings now, we do it. We're doing it.
We only have a limited one of
each. What?
Yeah. Got one of each. I know, crazy,
you
right?
Can't last do this time to I did. Me.
Last time I did this, we spent a long time, but this time we are not. So I'm going to be very, very going for it. Guys, the first song, the first opening, the only opening, it's Mirai Kai Answer by Trust Trick.
I don't even need to play it. I hear it in my head.
It's a banger.
It's so nice. It's so wholesome.
It looks very good. It sounds very good. There's a reason why it's in the opening of this freaking podcast. If you watch it on YouTube, if not, if you didn't know, yeah, there might be some audio only listeners. Every season I make a little opening, I guess AMV, to go with the music that we play before, you know, between
the
cold open.
What? Anime music opening.
Opening, yeah. AMOP.
AMOP, you're right.
But yes, so I used one of these, one of the scenes from this, actually from my title card. So I've already like seen this. I've known this opening forever.
Wow.
And I love it. It's very good. It's got good times.
It's very sweet, like the contents in it.
Yes. It's very sweet. The only thing that confused me was whenever they slowly added more people to the top of the cake.
They only added three.
Well, at first it was only Goda, and I was like, I guess she's the cake because she baked the cake.
Right.
Or I assume in my head, like, oh, she probably just baked the cake, so
no,
she's there
they
implicitly.
Dating yet.
But no, they added the other ones to the cake later, and I was like,
I mean, they added Suna, but I'm just like, but Suna's just
he's
hanging
just
out.
He's just there.
He doesn't want to be there. You could tell.
And they didn't add him till later either.
But it fits. It works. I like
it. It works. There's a friendship. There's a friendship between the three. It's nice. I don't know, man. This opening is great. I'm sorry, but I skipped it.
Pino, why?
I wanted to watch the anime. I didn't have time.
Pino, you need to put in. You need to put in your hours.
No, I had to put in my time cards.
Yeah, your hours.
Oh, I maybe skipped it like every other one. I never skipped it.
It was stuck
in my head anyway, so it didn't really matter if I watched it or not.
You know what the best part about this opening is? It's multiple scenes that you can just use as like a wallpaper for your PC.
Yeah, it's a very good wallpaper opening.
Yes, and that's a good thing.
Which isn't always a good thing,
though. Well, this time it is, though.
Well, this time it works very well, but there are some times where it just is not. Like, it's just them being lazy.
Okay, I believe you.
But it works really well this time.
I believe you.
And it's actually animated well, so.
Yes.
You know, how it'd be. Ah. You could have a whole Goda face pile as your screensaver if you really wanted to.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But yes, it's very good, very cute, very sweet, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I have no other things to say.
Me too.
Makes me want a macaron.
I've never had a macaron before.
I've only had them like once or twice, and
they're good.
It's very good.
They just come in different flavors.
Keep going on the episode. Yeah. Where I'm gonna keep thinking about sweets,
guys. The ED is Shiawase no Arika. That's why I stopped talking.
Shiawase.
Guys, if you are wondering what that is from, go listen to our first Bobobo episode. It is garbage, but...
Hey,
just watch Bobobo, please.
Just watch Bobobo.
Just watch Bobobo, please. Truly. That's really our only recommendation every episode, is just to watch Bobobo, please.
With a pretty smiley face on top.
Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, and it's called... Shiawase no Arika by Local Connect. and it's also pretty good. Not as memorable, I thought. This was something that I skipped sometimes. Not all the time, but I don't know. It's one of those walking endings. It's not like it's a bad ending.
Just didn't, you know, stand
it's
out.
Fine. Yeah, it's especially compared to the opening, which is like really good. This is pretty average, all things considered. And I don't know. I wish they didn't do like the side like panels instead of the full screen. I wish they just did a full screen instead.
Seems like Gota has a little limp.
Not gonna lie. I mean, I might have a little limp. I don't know. I know my dad does. Anyways,
one day.
Thank you, Vida. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good song.
Oh yeah, the song's really nice.
The visuals are mid, but
it's kind of like somber too. And it's, I don't know. It's really sweet. I feel like nice, it's a good tone of a song to end the show on because it's I don't know, nice and digestible, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it got skipped most of the time though.
Mm-hmm.
I did let it play every couple times.
You know what I was gonna say?
What's up?
What?
I feel like it's probably not purposeful at all. But I was just like, you know, it's funny because Gota's really big, and he's walking off screen, and like every other character until the end is just like inside their little box because they're so small.
He doesn't fit in the
walking
box.
Towards them.
I don't know. It's just a thought.
He has no choice but to think outside the box. He's too big.
He's too big. You're right. Sorry, I just wanted to throw my thoughts in there.
Be gone, thought.
Ah, to the thought of the Lelouch.
That's how they get
guys,
there.
We gotta check off every one of our recurring jokes.
Dude, we're close.
This episode. We're getting there.
It has to be natural.
Yeah, ending's good, though. Mm-hmm. I like, it's fine. It's good enough. It does its due. So, yeah. That's the openings and endings.
Wow, that was short. I was expecting like 50 others, and then Hiraishi to show up again.
Don't worry, I don't do it every episode, only every other episode. So wait for the next time.
Yippee!
What are we even? What am
I? I know what we're watching. Don't worry.
No, I know what we're watching.
Wait,
I don't know what
your next season though. No, you picked. You have the
movie. No, I got one more. I got one more before next. No, I got two more before next season. Sheesh. Wow. We're coming up to the end of the season though, and then we got something really cool planned for you. So stay tuned. What's up?
Nothing happened, dude. Nothing happened. Oh my god.
It's okay.
Oh my god.
Just exercising demons. It's fine.
No, he's the butterfish. He's
God, guys, it's a funny noise podcast again. But yeah, good stuff. Now let's talk about that plot.
Oh boy,
gotta be honest, there's not too much, so I kind of just want to go over like generally what happens, and then if there's any like bit specifically that you think is good.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Or, I got a list.
Yeah, go good.
Not really.
Yeah. So okay. Lied to me. But basically, it is Gota's love story.
Oh.
You know, aka my love story, you know, ha ha ha. He's the narrator. He does stuff like that. But yeah. So we have a standard love story. He's 6'7".
Wow.
He's 200 centimeters.
Wow.
But yes. So it's his love story and about how he fell for Rinko Yamato, who is a very sweet girl from the all-girls school that is near him, I guess, since they were on the same train.
Well, kind of. I mean, they had different stops, though. Still not. Yeah, it's not close if they still have to take the train, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but, well, no, like in Japan, you still kind of got to take the train places.
No.
Schools aren't that close together, and also high schools operate a lot more kind of like private schools, I guess.
Well, that makes sense. Where, like, I was actually going
to
ask.
Where, like, yeah, because like high, like you see how like they have like high school exams to get into certain high schools.
Yeah.
So you it's not necessarily like the U.S. where like just the closest public school is where you're sent. You kind of have get into a high school more or less.
That's so interesting.
Kind of like college.
That's like so interesting. I like. I guess. Yeah. It's cool. Cultures are cool.
Yeah. Culture's cool. But yeah, so it's just this love story. We meet some fun, a fun cast of characters along the way, including Makoto Tsunakawa, our good friend, who's a guy who's Gota's best friend. And we just kind of go through this relationship.
Oh my God, from my phone Jesus fell, Christ.
God, Pina, stop playing.
I ain't playing no games, dude.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so then we just kind of go through them meeting, them confessing, them having these like bigger events together. And then
there's an on-running kind of, not joke, but there's an on-running, long-running thing that it's like, Suna's the cool one. He's the hot one. And like all the girls love him. And then there's on the opposite side, all the guys love Gota because he's just the epitome of manly. So there's always that kind of contrast between both. And like everybody like saying like, oh, they're friends? Like what the heck?
I really like the way that they kind of set up those tropes just mm-hmm. to not exactly completely subvert them, but you know, just a little subversion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just works. Yeah. It works mm-hmm. so well. Like these are such good characters.
Mm-hmm. And it does eventually, you know, play a factor into a lot of the growth and the development of at least Gota, and some of the other characters and how they think and how they feel. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Wonder what else this manga author did. I'm gonna have to look.
Well, I could do some research.
I'm looking
for
it up. You keep episode, and I'll.
No,
I'll check
I'm
it up.
Doing the research okay. for you.
I'll be drinking now. Water.
Glug glug.
Because
someone wrote this and then someone did art and they both only did this. Wait, oh. No. No, what? That's a lie. The artist
you lied to me
has done a couple of. It seems like. They've done a couple of shoujo stuff.
None that I recognize.
And the other guy, yeah, no, nothing that I know of.
Interesting.
Oh, I know Coco debut. That's high school debut. That's actually a really big manga, very popular. I know that one. But yeah, done a little bit. The writer's done a bit. The artist, not nearly as much. I think this is their biggest work.
Cool.
Props to them.
Yeah. Yeah, but High School Connect, I guess, would be the next thing if you were interested in this guy. But yeah, so we got characters, we got stories, and that's what we do in this. We do characters and stories. Yeah, we just basically how they meet is that Gota and Tsuna are on a train. And Yamato is being groped on a train, and Gota's like, stop it, and then beats the shit out of him in front of a cop, and then he gets suspended. But that's fine.
As you do.
Who cares? Who cares, right? And then she comes, and she's like, hello, I baked you cake, I'm sorry. And
then and they fell like, in love.
No, Gota's like, well, she can't love me. Impossible.
Tsuna. Oh yeah, that was those first like six episodes before he realizes that she likes Gota are it's the perfect kind of painful, but they get it over with just in time to move on.
Yeah, it doesn't overstay its welcome, which is what I was worried about. But luckily, it was just like no, it's a misunderstanding, and I'm glad when they acknowledged the misunderstanding and then just solved it. It's great.
Yeah. Because we watch a lot of shows where there's really bad pacing, and it's nice to get to point out good pacing.
Exactly.
For once.
Yeah.
It's really nice to have like the love already there, and you just see the growth of the relationship, not the relationship like not becoming an item being the end goal, but the journey of being in love. It's great.
Yeah. It gives you those little squealy moments where your legs wiggle. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what
I'm sitting,
about.
So my wheelie chair is wiggling.
Are you wiggling?
Oh,
he wiggled too hard.
I don't know.
I've fallen down my flight.
Get the wiggle emergency kit.
He's wiggling too hard, guys.
Dude.
He wigged
Someone
out.
Save him. Wig
I'm
out.
A wig bro, dude.
Dude, cool. But yeah, so then they meet and, you know, they're just figuring stuff out. And they're like, well, we love each other, mm-hmm. but they don't know each other.
So cute. I think I think it was hilarious. I'm sorry to interrupt again. Like, every time Gota wanted to like spend time with Yamato before they were together. It's like, oh, I gotta invite Suna. They like each other, dude. And then there's some one point Yamato texts him, and he's like, can Suna not?
Yeah. I feel you, bro.
Well, thank you.
it's good.
All right.
Because we also, yeah, and then they just have the couple episodes of being like, oh, who love, don't love, you know, until finally Suna has Gota hiding under the bed where he doesn't fit. The legs are off the ground. It's very funny.
I have a screenshot,
This is a very funny show,
yes,
by the way, if you haven't been able to tell already. But
And this is, you know, even with it being a sub, it's really hard for a sub to stay funny that long, especially like across, I don't know, language and cultural barriers. Mm-hmm. But this is one of those few shows that really, you wouldn't even realize it. You forget that you're reading it. It's mm-hmm. just,
yeah,
it's so funny. The timing, the sound effects, it's perfect. It's so funny.
It's very good.
And will make you cry. I think we all cry.
Yeah, we do have funny sound effects, mm-hmm. which I appreciate greatly every time. But yeah, so they go through their days until finally they're dating. There's a plot where Gota and Yamato take each of their friends to go on like a mixer together. And one of Yamato's friends says a really mean thing. She gets sad.
But this one's a wholesome mixture.
Yeah, and then a fire happens.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And they set it up earlier that the fire exits didn't work.
I didn't know why they did that. I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, are they going to enter the wrong way?
Nope, there's a fire. Fire. Yeah.
It's too good. It's too good.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote this. Somebody's a genius, nobody though.
Yeah, somebody's very smart. It's what's their nuts? Kazune Kawahara.
Shout outs to you, dude. I know you're listening.
No.
Okay.
No, Pino. She's a girl.
Mm.
Cool.
Got you, girl. I know you're listening.
She's not listening. She does not care about us at all.
It's fine.
Thank you, Kazune. Anyway. Yeah, so there's a fire. He runs in and saves everyone. It's very good.
Okay.
He's big, strong. And then everyone, then all of Yamato's friends are like, did I just...
They all swoon.
Did I just bless them? Yeah, they swoon for a second. They're like, there's no way. Nah, we can't be doing this.
Not this guy, not the gorilla.
Yeah.
Oh.
We now get to meet Ai, Suna's sister, and she's like, man.
3 years their senior.
I love him. Yeah. And she's like, man, I love Gota, but Gota has a girlfriend now. I'm going to be an investigative journalist and figure it out. And then she's like,
oh. I'm glad she wasn't like an antagonist. That was great.
Yeah. I'm glad that she just had best intentions as mine.
Yeah.
And then she's like, what are you hiding? And she's like, I want to hold hands. I'm sorry. I'm not pure.
Oh, you're like, oh, sorry. My bad. Dude, that was so cute. I was just like, oh, no, she's a freak. Oh, no, she just wants to hold hands.
She just wants to hold
Crucify
hands.
Crucify her.
But then they hold hands and it's very sweet.
So good. They're having such cute problems. It just, you know, a grumpy man like me, you know, just makes me happy.
Even warms our grumpy old hearts.
Exactly. So I'm glad it's not a slice of life.
I know.
It's not a slice of life.
The closest thing to being a slice of life without being
this a slice. It's a slice of cake because there's like cake every episode.
Yes.
It's slice adjacent.
Slice adjacent. Yeah, it's true. I hate when you say adjacent. I don't know why. You why use you that like every other adjacent episode.
Adjacent's a good word.
Adjacent's a good word. I love the word adjacent. Guys, this is an adjacent safe space.
I can't.
If you like saying adjacent, you can say it here. And then there's the judo episode where Gota's just ripping people apart because he's a big man.
Oh, man. And that one guy, I really liked that scene where they were actually in the judo competition where Gota was like, what does it mean to be strong? And the other guy's like, yeah, I've been practicing this whole time. I'm going to beat his ass. And then he gets his ass beat.
No, my favorite part was like when the dude is smack talking and the goat is like, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he gets shocked. And no, he just gets so shell shocked.
Kick him while he's down, man.
Dude.
It was very funny.
That was so good. I want you to sit in the center. No, I don't think I will. No, you're sitting in the center right now.
Then we have the friend episodes.
Oh, where man.
Sue's dad's in the hospital.
That, I'm not going to lie, boys, that crushed me to no end. I don't know why. I must have had the sissy flu or whatnot. When I heard this man was alone with no mom, no sister, and his dad collapsed in the room, I just cried. I was like, that's the worst thing that can happen.
Shit, and it's then, hard, man.
And he kept it all to himself because he did not want to ruin the birthday date. That Yamato and for Yamato, of course, but Yamato and Gota were going to go to. I was like, that is, one, you fool, but two, it shows how much you care about your friends as well. And then having Gota just, you know, be the kind of guy he is and just go to the surgery and, like, do everything he can to help. I'm just like, you can't do this to me. Ah. And then I cried.
Yeah.
That was two episodes of me straight crying. And if you wanted to see that unfold again, there's a Patreon.
There is proof of this.
There's proof of this. It's logged
in the history.
And you can check it at any time, by the way. We have everything up to, I think, well, no, I had to delete a couple. But up to, like, probably Akira. I don't know.
We don't need Akira.
We do, though.
No, we don't.
But, yeah, and then we have the Stranded in the Mountain episode.
That was so wild.
Which is very fun.
I didn't expect that to happen.
You all, because all of Yamato's friends are like, oh no, they're doing the dirty.
They're doing the dirty. Hotel. Yeah, they are doing the dirty. Getting dirty in the ground because they slept on the floor.
They did. What was it? You also see later that whenever they go to the beach, Gota packs extra food and like rations just in case they get stranded.
It happens.
And he tells him, he's like, you can never be prepared. You can never be underprepared.
He's right.
Or you can never be overprepared, I guess is the actual word. Absolutely. But yes, fun episode. And then they go to the beach, obviously, the next episode.
They were about to kiss. And then what was it, Afro guy? It was Afro guy. Ruins,
yeah.
It, right?
Yeah. Well, two friends did. It might have been Afro guy and other kid.
Yeah.
Also, then we have the grades episode where Gota tries really hard to get into
the same university.
Yamato's, yeah, same university, but then he realizes at the end that
it's an all girls college,
all girls school, and he can't get in.
This man Suda just knew the entire time.
Suda absolutely just joshed this man.
Dude,
so
anytime
hard.
Suda laughs, gives me life, which is not, yes. I don't say that a lot about a lot of people.
Yeah, it was good, it was a good laugh.
Dang.
And then we get like the Jinx episodes, basically. We're like, let's go to Mickey Mouse Land, MM Land. Oda and Suna. And they go there, and then, you know, they're like, oh, I'm gonna separate everyone. Oh, I'm going here and I'll confess your love so I can be in love. And it was a little bit of a mess, but there's some funny bits in there. That's what we got.
We got the introduction to Oda. Shout out to Oda.
Yeah, Oda. Not the best Oda, but he was a good Oda.
He was a funny one. Not gonna lie, I enjoyed his addition to the cast for that short amount of time. Playing like both sides, trying to heal good old Eyes. You know, she was never able to confess and still hasn't to Gota. That also almost got me to cry a little. I'm just like, just tell him! But obviously it didn't happen. It's very, very nice episodes, by the way. Anytime she showed up, it was great.
Oh, and then we got... I click away. Oh, then we have the introduction of Saijo, who's the classmate of Takeo or Gota. And she's like, oh shit, now I'm in love with him. Which, I mean, fair. But then she confesses after a little bit, and he's like, "I'm sorry, I have girlfriend."
Sorry.
And well, she knew.
Can I still be your friend?
She knew.
No, okay.
Yeah, and then they friends. Yeah, and it's nice.
Mm-hmm. And then she's a good person. Hardly shows up in the second. I don't think she showed up at all in the second season.
I mean, we don't.
No,
need
she
her.
Was. No, it's only one season. Only one,
the second half.
Oh
well, the second she was introduced in the second.
The second half of the second half.
No, the first half of the second half.
No, I mean she was only there in the first half of the second half, not in the second half of the second half.
Clown. Yeah,
exactly. See, we're on the same wavelength right now.
And then we have Christmas.
Anyways, I liked her character. I didn't know. I didn't think it was gonna go too dramatic with everything, which was great because I didn't want that, and she didn't seem like the type.
Yeah.
But it's nice when you don't have like world-ending conflicts. It's great.
I appreciate that, like, everything that they show in the show is very healthy.
Yeah.
Like, healthy relationship-wise. Being like, hey, I love you, but, like, clearly, this can't work. And, like, you know, it's like, yeah, I love my partner, and, like, I can't not, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we have the kiss episodes. Well, we have Christmas. Which you get to see a funny little Afro man do with stuff.
I thought that was so cool. Not gonna lie. Like, yeah, focusing on somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. For an episode. And then they kiss. And then Yamato's like, I'm not pure. I want to kiss.
Anytime she says she's not pure. Oh, it breaks my heart.
Right?
That's true. And then... And Takeo's like, great, we're having a great day because it's New Year's. Also, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's, guys, we made it.
Guys, we did it. And then they go together. And then at the end, she kisses him. He's silly and doesn't think about it at first.
This mosquito hit me in the lip, dude. It kind of hurts.
And then he comes back and he's like, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I called you a mosquito, dude.
Yes.
Those were some cute episodes, not gonna lie.
Then we get the mom episode.
Oh, that's another moment where I almost cried.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Man, you get development from mom, the best character. And you get to see more of dad, even though he was still in the office for most of that episode.
Right. It happens.
Oh, man. She was just, she's so pure. She's great. She's like, she can't help but save cute girls. And I was just like, girl... You're cute. What are you talking about? You look for yourself, too. It was just so wholesome. Shout out to your mom. Yeah.
Shout out to your mom. But yeah, that was a really fun episode. And we get the baby girl. And then we get Valentine's. Which is
sorry,
very sweet.
One last little bit in that one. I think it was after that episode when she was born. Like, Goda's like, Suna, you're allowed to date my sister.
Yes.
Like, he's like, she's a little young, dude.
It's too funny. Oh, God, it's so pure.
Yeah.
All right.
It's very good, though.
I try not to.
And then there's the, then in the Valentine's episode, there's the blowing kiss scene where she catches it, and it's so cute.
That was great.
My heart. And then this is where we meet a Yukiko. Who's silver haired girl who loves, well, whose ideal man is Tsunekawa.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, works out her feelings and whatnot.
Yukika, how did you fall in love? Oh, she saved me from a dodgeball.
Yep.
I mean, who wouldn't? Am I right?
Yep.
Exactly.
And then we have the part time job cooking patisserie suites, two episodes. Where this older man's like, I love you. And then she's like, no, I have a bigger, stronger, and more attractive man than you. Get out of here.
I think those were my favorite set of episodes. Even though I groaned at the fact that, oh, there's a pretty boy. Oh, there's going to be like, oh, I like you. And it's going to be like a test of relationship. I still really liked it because you actually got to see the insecurities of Goda. You know, thinking like everybody's part like better suited for Rinko, which obviously is not true. It was just so... I wanted to see how he processed all that, and it was just... It was great. He was still the same Goda we knew from episode one, and who the characters knew from way back then. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a good. It ended off really well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's the show.
It's a cute little love story. There's a lot
of, yeah, it's just a cute little love story. Got some really good funny bits in there. So watch it.
Yeah,
watch it.
I might say,
especially if you've gotten this far in the episode, watch it.
Yeah, watch it.
Watch it.
Obviously, we won't touch upon the more funnier bits or more plot-heavy stuff, but
yeah, I mean, there isn't too much to talk about, honestly. Yeah,
it's a good love story. It's a really good love story.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really wholesome 100.
To be honest, guys, it might be my favorite love story.
Oh, it's really good.
Which is saying something.
Better than Toradora?
But who knows? I got to think about that. I have to really think about that one. It's like near.
I know, I can't believe your beliefs are being charged. Also, I totally forgot to mention this when I talked about the patrons, but this is a patron pick episode.
Oh shit, nice.
What?
Yeah.
You've lied to me. I thought you picked it.
Well, this was also on the list for me. So we would have watched it soon.
Got you.
But they bumped it up, so.
You lied to me.
It's a good. Half and half. But yes, Orimonogatari, great.
It is
really fun. Enjoyed it. You know, nothing really to complain about.
Yeah, I actually don't have any complaints.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's, like, anything. I feel like the pretty boy was kind of meh.
Oh, yeah.
But I liked...
What's his name?
But I liked everything else about those sections of the show, so, like, it's fine, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he was just a flat character. And I'm like,
flesh!
Like Stanley. But yeah, so how about we talk about some characters?
Yeah.
I know I went over them briefly in the explanation, but we'll go to it.
Oh, absolutely.
First off, Takeo Goda. What a guy.
What a
He's
man.
He's goated.
Dude, if I was in his class, dude, I'd ask him like what he does to be big and then be disappointed because I can't be that big.
No.
He's like, I was born like this.
You can't say goated without Goda.
Yes.
That's right. He's absolutely right. He's such a wholesome character. It's great to see. It's just...
I feel like everybody wants to be a little bit more like Goda.
Everybody should be a little bit more like Goda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The world might be a better place if we were.
Yep. Selfless, kind, likes to eat cake.
Mmm.
Oh.
Mm,
cake. Okay. Now I'm just looking through...
Happy birthday to him. He was a New Year baby.
Yeah.
January the 1st.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. He's the voice actor for Goda is going to be Lloyd in the upcoming Spy X Family.
Yeah, I know, right? That's so cool. I saw that. That was just...
He's got some range.
He has a lot of roles.
He was in Haikyuu. He's in Konosuba and ReZero. You know how it'd be.
Yeah, I think he was really in a couple like Pokemon that. Funny too. Enough, he was also Nero Vanetti in the show we all dislike, except
my
for myself.
Oh god. I try not to think about
Dude,
that nice. Show.
There's only
honest.
91 days left.
I didn't care. Well, to be fair, I watched the dub, so I don't know if his performance was that good.
It's probably pretty good. Probably deep.
Good. He's a good voice actor. But yeah. Good character. I really enjoy him.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun times. We also got... Obviously, we have Yamato. So sweet, so wholesome. I love her. She's great.
There's something about the way they draw the girls in this anime. It's make them extremely cute.
Because they actually drew lips.
Yes. I don't like it. Yes, that too. That's so funny to me.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, and I think they drew a lot of the lips. Well, obviously, except Goda. Really thin until we meet Yamato, and then she sticks out even more, which smart move.
Exactly.
And
smart move.
There's a moment, it's revealed later in the show, that really just made me just say, like, audibly say, aw. Like, the fact that, like, before she even went to thank Goda for, like, saving her from the groper, she was, like, standing outside his door for, like, several hours trying to, like muster up the courage. And then, like, even on the phone, she was like, I can't even call this man. It was so great. It was so pure, so wholesome. Everybody loves Yamato.
Everybody loves Yamato.
Dude.
That's what that could have been the alternate name for this show. Everybody loves Gouda.
Everybody loves Gouda.
Mmm, cheese.
Mmm. Delectable. She's had some performances else? Too, actually.
Huh?
She's had some roles. Yeah. She was gone? Wow.
Gone? Well, I watched the dub, so.
Dang. It's a shame.
What?
Oh, no wonder she sounded familiar. She's Tama from One Piece and Wano, dude. Oh, my daughter.
She's Momiji. She's from Momiji, look from Fruba.
And then there's only one. Oh, she was Glasf in Shield Hero? Oh, I watched it in Spanish, no wonder.
God, Pino, you're such a...
It's all right. At least I know her voice from World Trigger Season 2. That's all I... That's Oh, she's the best character. Ah, amazing. We won't see her.
spoilers. Let's see. Yeah, so we got her. We got Suna.
Suna.
Love Suna.
Suna, he looks like a basic anime boy because he is a basic anime boy. But we like this basic anime boy.
It's true.
This man is great. I don't know. His something about his delivery on a lot of like things in the show is just really great. Even he's not even saying anything. I think it's yeah, partly like the captions that show up next to him. This is what makes him stand out.
There's a lot,
and that's one of the big like things that you can really tell. Okay, yeah, this is a manga first, and they use it to their advantage.
Yeah. Even on Gota's shirt, I know we just finished talking about him, but like his shirt would change every time he did something. It was so good. I thought I was going crazy.
Go stupid.
But no, Sunakawa. He just likes reading books.
Very fair.
At first I thought he looked too much like Light Yagami, and it made me suspicious of him, but
he's about to eat
I
a
turned
chip.
Around. I turned around quick.
He's gonna grab some chips and eat it.
I was looking through like voice actors and voice actresses, and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of
anime looking
crossover
boys.
Well, no, there's just a lot of crossover between like there's a lot of haiku like secondary characters. They're not necessarily like the big but like there's also a lot of freaking Fruits Basket voice actors, which I was very surprised.
That's
great.
Cool.
Great show. Watch the reboot. We're gonna watch it eventually.
Oh, he was Hughes. Oh, I can't wait till you see who that is. That's why I knew his voice. His voice was like
really
familiar.
Wait, Miles Hughes?
No, World Trigger, you guys.
Then I don't care. Yeah. There's only one better.
Oh, Goro from Lupin the Third Part 6, baby.
There you go. We also got Ai Tsunakawa. She's great, too.
Oh, she's great. Again, I mentioned it earlier. I'm glad she wasn't an antagonist, because that would have been very sad for me. But no,
sad.
She acts like the love counselor. She acts like the voice of reason for both Yamato and Gota, and even helps out her brother in a little bit. But it's great. She adds another bit of humor and personality, which I very much enjoyed.
Yeah.
Just tell him you love her. God damn it. just confess. It's not going to change anything, but he'll feel better about it.
That's true.
She's great. Also, she's easily hypnotized, so that's no good.
That's no good. We also got Saijo, the girl
the apprentice.
Who fell in love. Yeah, apprentice to the instructor.
Mm-hmm. She's cute.
She's fun.
Yeah. At least she fell in love for the same reasons that, you know, Yamato did. It wasn't just like a, oh, you know, he's mine now. It was like a genuine kind of like first love, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
You can't all be mean, evil. You know, you gotta have some semblance of reality to it.
Yeah, we got Yukika. She's sweet, but, you know, don't care too much for her. Just
dude, she knows a lot about you.
Who doesn't?
Dude, she single-handedly won that trivia contest.
And they got coasters.
Yeah, they got. Yeah, that was a little weird. I thought at least maybe like a T-shirt, but coasters. Well,
no coasters.
Coasters, cool. Remind me not to go to that zoo.
Damn, your prizes suck. What the fuck?
I'm going over there. They give me a keychain.
Give me a freaking something. We also got We got Mama Goda and Daddy Goda.
Oh, man, love the parents. Them. Oh, they're so wholesome.
Parents are great. They're very good. Love a wholesome family.
I know. Dude, the dad is so handsome. I'm not going to lie, dude. Ah, he's so cool. He's just, like, so businesslike. I don't know. It's so cool. Kind of reminds me of my dad, except not the height, because that guy's way too tall. Oh, man. But he would just come home. He's just hanging out. Pretty chill. It's awesome.
Just Jay chilling.
And he was always like, are you okay?
Are you okay?
And she's like, I'm okay.
What's wrong with the men in this family?
I was doing this when I was carrying you.
Every time she was doing extra work. Mom, what are you doing? Oh, God. You gotta love that. That's such a wholesome family.
Yeah, it's a good family. I really don't have anyone else that I really need to talk about.
Ooh, wait, sorry. I don't want to talk about anyone else. I just want to talk with parents again. When they first okay. find out Yamato is like Gota's girlfriend, mom is like, oh, give me just a moment. Cleans up that house right quick. And she's like, let me go buy groceries. We don't have anything to feed this girl.
It was very funny.
So good. By the way, I don't like this show. I just want to let you know.
It's a slice. It's too close to a slice of life. Can't have it.
Yeah, I don't like this show. By the way.
Won't allow it.
Guys.
Yeah.
I don't have gotta be honest, don't have a good bit for this one. So welcome to the 98th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for best girl of the episode and duke it out for title. Best girl. Today our contestants, once again, Pilot Car, myself, and the patron. Who are you each advocating for?
I'm picking Ai Sunakawa.
I pick Yukiko.
I pick Goda. And it's also, it's Yukika, not Yukiko.
Thank you.
Yeah, I pick Goda, and then there was a split between the patrons, so I'm just going to pick Yamato because I feel like that's a better...
Yeah, we get equal representation.
We do get them all, because you already got Asuna, so... Okay, who go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Ai Sunakawa. She's great. She take care of you. She loves her family. She loves Goda. She loves Yamato. She's just got a lot of love to spread, man. And fantastic advice giver. And will beat you up in a moment's notice. Just saying.
Yeah.
Those are all qualities I admire in a woman.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And she does the funny ha-has. So can't live without the funny ha-has. Am I right, fellas? That tickled my jimmies.
My jimbles have been timbled.
Good jimbo.
She's okay.
But Pino, she's easily hypnotized.
It's true. I could hypnotize her and say that.
Yeah, but then all she would do is talk about Goda. Even if you ask her to do something, she'll be like, no, Goda would not like that. And that's how I know.
But what if I did something that Goda would like?
That's good.
Generally, good. You want like to act like him.
Because if Goda does not approve, then you're not doing what Goda wants. Yeah. Goda only likes good people. She's a good person.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Also, red hair.
And I like the flower that Goda thinks she looks like.
Yes.
Guys, I'm going to talk about the better girl now. Yamato. She's wholesome 100. I love her. She's a little bit clumsy. That's fine. She's really good at baking.
But you know what?
She's... What?
That sugar level is just going to go high, dude.
Maybe if you just work out, it's fine.
No, I wasn't talking about actual sugar. She's too sweet.
Nah, it can never be too sweet.
She's too sweet.
Did you know...
Just looking at her.
Did you know that Yamato said that if anyone were to fall in love with Takeo and possibly pursue him, she would fight them?
Yes.
Oh, yes! She about to throw hands, dude.
She about to throw hands, so like she's feisty. Yeah, she got it.
But I don't know if those hands would hurt.
Nah, they would hurt.
They deal emotional damage, not physical.
They would emotionally hurt you.
She said, who put you on the planet?
I'm sorry.
No, she's not capable of doing that. She's too nice.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I think she could throw hands.
She would throw hands, and she's great. She's very cute, and all of her different outfits,
but
so good.
But she's like the second densest character in the show.
Yeah, and you know who's the first densest character? Goda. Goda's great. He's a big man. He's strong. He'll beat the shit out of you. He's wholesome 100.
But he's still gentle and kind. Yeah,
he's a gentle giant.
He's like me. It's just we just be two peas in a pod.
See, I can't argue with Goda. Goda's the goat.
Goda's goated. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
Dude, and he's awesome. His sideburns. You know what? Those sideburns. I love those sideburns. I forgot. Those sideburns are too real, dude.
Pino, I was about to be like, man, if you were about to dig this man about his sideburns.
No, I love his sideburns.
I was about to run you through the fucking mud.
Nah, dude, those sideburns are choice, dude. I would get those sideburns.
Also, do you want to know what's fun?
Yeah, what's fun?
Goda is actually a reference to a character in Doraemon named Takeshi Goda, and Takeshi Goda from Doraemon shares the birthday with Yamato.
Oh, huh. That's sweet. Yeah. Oh, I see him. Oh, I see the resemblance.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You need to stop. Also, shout out to his first bit, kiss being Suna.
Oh, that was great.
Shit. It didn't count. It was saran wrap.
You were right.
Yeah, no, it was a kiss.
Yeah.
No,
kisses evoke happiness, not trauma.
If you have sex with a condom, why?
Shit,
sex. That's still sex, my man.
Wait, even if you've got... Yeah, never mind, yeah.
Look, that pillow died. That's all I gotta say. Hit the pillow, dude.
The pillow.
There was no saran wrap there. I love that image with the pillow.
Man, that was even better than when Naruto and Sasuke kissed.
Oh, right.
And that's pretty hard to beat. That's peak Naruto.
Yeah, it is. It's all downhill from there.
You know what else is peak?
It actually is, sadly, story-wise, you know, because of the whole I'm leaving. Anyways, we'll get to Naruto. Who?
Yukika. You know, she got it a little rough, you know, but she's so cute. And it's true. Fuck, I could just listen to giraffe facts for hours.
Dude, you'll be unbeatable at the trivia game nights.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's the best thing, dude. And
no, but she don't.
What do you mean
she's
don't?
Shy? It's okay. She
don't.
Shy.
What do you mean she don't?
She don't.
No. You can't just say she don't.
I can, and I did.
No. It's because you know deep down that she's the cutest.
She's definitely not the cutest. She's definitely number four out of the four characters we've listed at Best Grill.
Oof.
So, get got. Nah. And you're talking to the guy who loves glasses.
Yeah, but...
And that can't save her.
How can you be mean to somebody who doesn't need anybody's thanks for giving them chocolate? She says, just at least like her.
No, she said love her.
I read the same subcaptions.
Did you?
No.
It said love, so... Yeah, you clown. Also, she's very short.
So? Yeah, that's cool. Isn't the other chick short, too? Isn't Yamato short?
Nah,
well, it's not fair because Yamato is always by Goda, who is...
All right, give me those heights right now.
They're the same height.
Ah, nah.
I picked Goda anyway, so that's
fine. It's rewind time.
Goda's still the tallest and the most attractive, so... Shaking my damn head.
I don't care. Yukika's cute.
Big man, she's big strong crushes. Man.
Protect her, please, at all costs.
Please.
Well, guys, if you thought that I'm right...
No, we're all right. They're all great characters.
They are pretty good
characters. Jokes on you, I don't think.
Jokes on you, I don't.
Jokes on you, brain dead.
Wow! That was mean.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous?
It's me. Hey.
Mr. Lanius.
We got an email, though. From Brady. No subject. Just full on text, so let's go into it.
Brady.
Hello, I have a question for the podcast. If you could bring back any anime that you already did a podcast on, whether it be a new season, a movie, a spinoff, or a live action version, I'm not going to say live action, what anime, what anime would it be?
Bobobo.
Also,
yeah, Bobobo.
No, Bobobo's. I can't. I wouldn't touch Bobobo. They would fuck it up.
They need
up
to bring it back. They just have to.
No,
just
I would follow the script. Remember, we had a similar question once before that, like, if we had an unlimited budget or whatever.
Well, see, but that's different. I don't trust people to get Bobobo.
I see what you
mean. I simply do not trust that they, like, especially dubbing.
The Parent Teacher Association of Japan would have a riot.
No, also, by the time this podcast comes out, it would be around my dad's birthday. So could you wish him a happy birthday?
Happy birthday. Dude, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Brady's dad. Guys, and if today's your birthday, have a happy
birthday. Dude, happy birthday, dude. Welcome to the party.
Welcome, Dad. Hey, Brady, tell your dad you love him. Anyway.
Tell your dad he's got three other sons here.
Guys, God, if any show from the podcast.
All right, just don't let me actually.
Any show on the podcast.
That we've watched already, so.
Yes.
We can't say Kaguya because we already got another season confirmed.
It's true.
Penny and Stocking got shafted really hard and kind of got left on a cliffhanger. Ended, though.
No, that was Gainax, not Shaft.
Nice one.
Fuck you.
Thanks guys.
that might be that. I don't know if that's my definitive answer, but that one it always felt wrong. It never got another season, and I know deep down Konosuba will get more, so I don't want to waste it on Konosuba.
I mean, they are.
It's true. I'm looking through the list, and I'm like, can't waste it on Haikyuu. Can't waste it on something.
Can't waste
it
on JoJo. We already got it. We're still living it.
Yeah, we're still living it.
And I don't know
if you know what? I'd like to see the rest of the Bakano story continue. That's what I'd like to see. Because it doesn't stop there. There's more light novels out there.
Yeah.
I'd be totally down with more Bakano. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I might say Vinland just because there still is no news about it. And
they
it
have
makes
to.
Me,
they gotta go to farmland,
I mean, they
dude.
Have to, right? But, like, it makes me so concerned because the new, like, after the point on where the anime ended, it's a completely different vibe.
Mm.
So I don't know if they're
it
scared to do
vibe.
It. And it makes me, like, worry that, like, they're not going to do it.
Oh, I wonder
so, like,
what,
maybe.
What studio did Vinland again? Was that?
It was Wit. And Wit is still doing a lot of stuff.
Okay, so. If they've got a lot of other projects they're pushing out right now, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it still could be on the back burner somewhere.
Who knows? Maybe that. Just throw away my pick and say Kimono Friends.
Yo.
If they bring back the director,
if you guys want to bring back Kimono Friends, you're no longer my friends.
Can we get an actual?
I'm no longer looking for my friends.
Can we get an actual follow up to season one? Thank you. I don't know, man.
A redo of One Punch Man. Let Madhouse do season two again.
I don't care. We haven't.
Yo, wait. What am I? Am I an idiot? Give me more Granblue. What the heck?
I sleep. Yeah. I don't care.
Give me more Granblue.
Granblue is really good. Not Granblue. Not the fantasy. We're talking ocean.
We're talking about pure diving series,
guys.
Just a pure.
Also, it's like, we haven't watched Hunter, so I can't say that. We're getting new Mob Psycho. Fuck.
Probably Panty and Stocking is my answer.
I think Bakano would be one for all of us, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you claimed it, so I'm...
Shoot, I'm claiming a lot.
I don't know. I'm pretty fine with, like, most of the stuff that, like, we watched and, like, how things ended, you know?
Yo, despite Eurocamp already having a season, let's get
another one. Oh, my God. Honestly, I'd fucking kill for another season of Eurocamp.
Wait a second. Wasn't Nichijou getting another manga?
Yes, it's getting new manga, so maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I feel okay with not getting more Nichijou. You know what I would like? I would like a limited or like mini series of Akira that actually follows the manga. That's what I want. The one that follows like the six full chunky volumes of Akira manga. That's what I want. And I want it to be like well done. I want it to be like full cinematic quality. Give me like six like hour long episodes. That's what I want. Or, you know, however many, like we're in, you know, like 10 hour long episodes.
That's fair. That's a fair answer.
That would be sick as hell. And people are scared to touch Akira.
Yeah.
Cause they don't want to mess it up.
It's a hard legacy.
They already messed it up. They didn't even do the fucking original source right. So I get it. I get why they did Akira the way that they did it. They did it great for what they kind of did. The animation was really good. I would love for them to go back to like cell animation for that and pay a shit ton of money to do it. But give me a very well animated limited series using the original music for Akira. That's what that's mine.
Fair.
That's what I have.
You got three good answers, sir Brady. So
happy birthday, Brady Dad.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And that's it. So guys, we got to do the rankings now.
Got you.
If we don't have any miscellaneous.
This one's miscellaneous. Easy. This is an easy ranking, dude.
Okay, this, Grundle.
It's a five, first, I guess. It's a five.
Dang. Five out of five? Wow.
It's a five.
Wowie, wow, wow.
Wow.
I almost don't want to give you the satisfaction, Chuck, of one of your shows getting another five, but
his show's, I'm telling you,
this show is so good. You
know it's statistically proven.
The patrons picked it. The patrons picked it.
I love this show. This show has a lot of ups and downs. Two out of five. Because I wish it were me. I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm like Pido. I get this is the joke. I'm waiting for you to say your real one now.
Nah, give it a 5 out of 5. We're good.
Sheesh! Ah, man.
If you don't get a 5 out of 5, you're out of here. You're not my friend anymore.
Guys, I'm going to look like a real dick when I don't give it a 5 out of 5, aren't I?
Imagine picking a godlike show and not giving it a 5 out of 5.
Well, I'm looking. Okay, he's really gonna do it. I'm looking at my stuff. I am going to do it because I'm looking at all the shows, right? That we've reviewed in the past. I think Anohana was better. I think Kaguya-sama was better.
No shot.
I think Mob Psycho was better. Yeah.
No shot.
This is a 4.5. It's still a great show. It's not like I'm going to give it a 2. Like Pino was gonna.
That was a joke, dude. I just wish I had love.
No, I think it's. I think it's a very solid 9 out of 10. Like it's. It's something that like I super enjoyed. It's something that I might revisit in the future, but it's not something that breaks my upper echelon of anime.
Dude, if my sister liked anime, I'd show this anime to her. But she doesn't like anime.
I'm just like trying to like. Rationalize in my mind because like for I know it's unfair to compare it to JoJo Part 4 and Haikyuu, but like that's it for me. That's it.
That's a comparison.
Those are the ones for me. And like
I don't know, man. Like, I'd probably watch this again before I'd watch Part 4 again.
Wait, what?
I mean, I've already read the Part 4 manga, so that's not really fair.
No, but the anime is so fucking good.
We'll return to this conversation in a few years.
God, well, but yeah, we'll get there. Oh, no. Yeah, no.
I gotta watch this dubbed. That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
You'd hate it.
Well, at least we've seen the sub first, so that if the dub sucks, it's like, all right, I got to watch it again. But, yeah.
I don't, guys... You know how fucking squeamish I am of giving anything a 5 out of 5.
Yeah,
for shame.
Give yourself some fun, dude. This was a good pick.
This is the one time I'll tell you it's a good pick. I know it's a good pick, Pino. That's why it was on my list.
You're not understanding. No. This isn't funny, Chuck. This is serious. I need you to give this a 5 out of 5.
Pino, I can't.
I'm going to drop my rating if you don't.
I know. I'm not changing the number. I already put it on the spreadsheet. Oh,
it's on the spreadsheet, goddamn it.
But, like, it's... I know that this is, like, a really bizarre thing to talk about for, like... like... because, like, it is a phenomenal show. I have no qualms with it. But it just doesn't have that, like, X factor for me. Dude, I guess.
That's fair.
Like, it's not something that, like... I will never be upset if someone says this is my favorite show. I will never be upset if someone says it's a 10 out of 10. I get it.
Yeah.
I totally understand where you're coming from. But like, Garv, you stop typing in it.
I'm not typing.
Garv is typing in it. But like, it is like a super good show, but it just doesn't have that like, that one thing that pushes it over the edge for me. And like, that's fine. You know, I still never forget. I very enjoy it. I very much like love this show. But once again, it's just how it be. And I give it a 4.5.
Nice.
So
not even an A plus, just an A.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a solid A.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Couldn't be us, Rhaegar.
Looking at me?
Couldn't be us.
What do you mean? You give me, like, literally, if you, I'm, because how I do these ratings now is I look back to what I've ranked.
I look back
at that level.
At my
nah, man, just throw a fucking dart at the board.
Hell yeah.
No,
dude.
my.
Look, here's my
unlike
criteria.
Unlike you, Garb, whose ratings mean nothing to anyone.
Nah, I trust Garb with my life.
I do not trust my ratings. It is simply just, I feel like it just, I don't know, man. It doesn't match any of the other.
But you like, even said yourself, you had no complaints about the show.
Yeah.
I didn't.
There's no to complaints. Me, how no can complaints you be, how can you, means a how five. Can you give something an A when there's nothing to give it an A plus about?
It has
because
perfect
it doesn't
pacing.
Give, it doesn't earn the plus. The plus isn't there for me. I don't have it. It's not.
I'm
it's
just yanking your
for
chains.
Me. I know you're yanking my change, but I feel like I need to explain.
No, you're because, good. No, I just you just need to know my reasoning. I if a show makes me cry several times today, it's a five.
Pino, I'm not saying that your ranking's bad.
No, you're
I never
that
once. I never once even made that. I never even said that once. I literally said my explanation. If it's a 10 out of 10 for you, I get it. I understand.
No, you don't.
I'm guys, the one who died from chocolate, that's Pino.
I'm dying.
The one whose chocolate was secretly poisoned by the granny, well, that's Garb.
Now I can't give Pino delicious CPR.
And me, watching them both die, that's me, Garb. And Chuck, that's Chuck, it's me. I'm struggling.
It's all right.
Pino,
what are we watching?
Pino, what are we watching next
week? We're going to watch something. We're going to watch something. You know what? We're going to watch World Trigger Season 1. We're going to watch
about
only 38
time.
Episodes. I can't wait till all my feelings are hurt again.
But it will probably be a slightly less positive episode than this one.
It might even be coming from myself too. So I'm gonna be the one self harming myself during the episode.
No, guys, self harm is bad.
It is.
No.
But I really like the series. I'm gonna say it before the episode starts. I'm gonna say two things. One, read the manga. This is the one other time I'm gonna be Chuck. Read the manga. That's all the manga I've been buying recently. Number two, I've already started. I'm like, I have like maybe 7-8 episodes till I finish. So good luck, boys.
God, Pino.
And I'm going to rewatch it again. There is a dub. I don't recommend the dub. I recommend the sub.
Oh, boy. Cool. I'm going to watch the dub and say it's bad. And then you're going to be like, I told you it's bad.
I told
you. I'm going to give it a 0 out of 5.
Exactly. And then I'm going to remember that I should have sold my shares last year when I had the chance.
Dude, when the stocks were up for the podcast,
exactly.
You should
have
sold.
I was like, you know what? This emotional trauma is not enough for me. But we're watching World Trigger. We'll see you in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, well, in 2 weeks, if I don't scrung up.
We'll see you in about 2 weeks.
guys, tell your mom you love her, and Brady, tell your dad you love him.
Yeah.
Only Brady's dad.
Only Brady's. Everyone tell Brady's dad you love him.
Put in the comments. Just write it.
Guys, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. Thank you for listening. And remember, stay fapping. Remember when I said that after every episode?
No.
It was a good time.
Never liked it.
I know you didn't, so I stopped for a little bit. But now I
clap
it
in there.
Yay. Okay, I'm done. This episode's done.